Oh, you know what I heard the other day? It's a great saying.
What'd you hear?
With great reflexes comes great response ability.
Oh, that's good. That's good. It's good. I like it. Dugan's not such a fan.
I'm out.
You don't like it?
No.
Wow.
Can't tell if it was, I'm trying to think if it was the joke or your delivery.
Oh.
I thought it was all great. Thought
thanks,
you killed
Tim.
It.
Yeah. Thanks.
I mean, that's
he's usually my
I was
going to
say,
critic,
you don't
huh?
get that every day, so we got to take that.
No, I think he's going to like the ending one, too.
Okay.
He's really going to like it.
Okay, let's go.
Anything but credible?
Right now. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Anything But Credible podcast, aka the ABC Pod, aka episode 159, aka kind of the Keith episode, I guess.
I don't know about that.
We're just kind of talking about it. Keith is Griff might have some supplemental stuff for us, but Keith is coming in heavy this week. He's got a bunch of weirdness to help carry me. He's got theory of the week. You heard the joke intro. Says he's got the outro joke. I mean, that's a lot of Keith. First, though, before we kind of dive into Keith's episode, let's go around and say what up. To my left, the Unk, Timmy G. What's up, Griff?
How we doing, guys?
To my right, the man himself.
Yo.
Phil K, a.k.a. Uncle K. What's up,
yo,
man?
Yo, yo, yo. What up, world? Life's lit. Too lit to quit. Gang, gang. Let's get it.
Griff, can I ask you something?
Yeah.
By the way, my name is Dugs. We appreciate you all checking in for another week of weirdness. But, Griff, do you notice that when Keith says his kind of monologue now, it's just almost not, it's just not even, he's not even having a good time saying
it's like
it anymore.
He's not even there.
It's
know?
Almost like he's, do you realize that, Keith?
Are you even present anymore when this happens?
Whoa, dude.
Do you know that you're it's almost like you're just going through the motions.
Is my lit factor not lit enough?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
I don't want to call you out right at the beginning.
You've lost the spark.
This is what, it just sounds like you're just kind of going through the motions.
Well, it's the change of weather.
Okay.
That's what I blame. Okay. Change of weather, change of time. Okay? Seems the like time change really fucked with me this
me
week.
Me too.
It really fucked with me.
Can I ask you guys a question? This is a serious question.
So dark, so early. So
yeah,
People are really getting on me about this. And I just want to know what your guys' thoughts are.
Okay.
What's up?
When daylight savings time, when we get an hour, we lose an hour.
Sure.
Yes. Yeah.
You lose an hour of sleep, right? Out of 24 hours span.
You gain an hour.
You gain it. Well, yeah. Either way.
You gain an hour.
Right. So I have this ongoing conversation that certain somebody, I won't give them away, is arguing with me that cannot possibly be because there's still 24 hours in the day. And I don't think that they're understanding about that we actually gain an hour. Because people say we gain an hour of sleep. We technically don't like gain an hour of sleep.
No, but we technically do.
If you go to bed before 2 a.m., you get an extra hour.
So that's my argument. Can either of you explain
where that hour is coming from?
Well, just, yeah.
You just replay this.
No, I cannot. I've never thought about this.
Because the argument, they're saying you're wrong, and I'm saying I'm not wrong. They're saying there's still 24 hours. Like, you don't actually get an hour. And I'm trying to say, obviously, you don't go to 25 hours in a day. Like, I get that. But they're saying,
well, that day, you obviously do.
You must.
But you get it for every day until it comes back.
No.
Just that one day?
Yeah.
It's just like that one day is like correcting for
the
sunlight. So,
but you're then just starting over, you know.
Yeah, but doesn't that carry through all the way until you get that hour back?
Until you lose the hour?
You know what I mean? I'm going
backwards.
It's
still just 24 hours long, but
we're not arguing that.
We're just fudging with the time.
I think the whole thing's kind of done. We've talked about that before, but just wanted, some people really don't, you know, are not on that kind of thing where you actually, like, this person at least showed me some articles that people believe that, or don't believe that you actually get or lose
so
an hour.
If I go,
you know what I mean? But I guess just really just believing in the time factor of it, really.
If I go to bed at 10 o'clock at night and then I sleep and it turns 2, all of a sudden it goes back to 1, right?
Yeah.
Or at 3, does it go back to 2 again?
It goes.
So then I sleep till 3, and so now I slept for 7 hours, and now it goes back an hour. So if I was going to wake up at 5, right, I would have slept for 7 hours. I say it was about 10.
Yeah.
So now I slept 8. I got 2 o'clock twice.
But here's my question, though.
It's very
simple. Let's say you have a strict...
I'm going to make it more complicated than
that. Let's say you have a strict, you know, night or sleeping pattern, right? Yeah. You go to bed at midnight and you wake up at 5 a.m. every day. You get 5 hours of sleep every day. What you're saying is correct, right?
Yes.
You get 6 hours. Yeah.
But then that day, if you stay every day...
No, you don't get an hour every day after that.
The rest of the time, no.
Yeah.
Because you just get 1, 2
o'clock. You just get that one.
You just get the 1 hour, and then it corrects itself once daylight savings is over. Okay. And it goes back to the normal.
Yeah. I guess...
So that hour, hour that we're debating where it's coming from 6 months down the road, kind of.
Yeah.
Right. It's like fractionally built up over time.
We're borrowing it from 6 months away.
So weird.
How all that works.
But it really fucked with me. On Sunday.
Bringing it back.
Yeah. I woke up and I was going to get breakfast.
That's the best, though. No. When you get it.
No, I know, but it was messing with my mind. Because it was like 10 o'clock on my actual clock. The actual time was 10 o'clock on Sunday. But it felt like I should be eating lunch. Because my body's used to it being 11, but it's 10 o'clock.
I get you. Yeah, I get you.
I'm kind of weird about when eating breakfast and lunch, you know what I mean?
I feel like people like that.
Once 11 o'clock rolls in, you can eat breakfast food, but like, I no longer think I can eat breakfast food.
To me, it's not.
I'm with Griff. It doesn't even
fit. I don't know. I also quit drinking coffee at 10 o'clock.
Past 10 o'clock?
No, I cannot. Like, for some reason in my mind, I tell myself I can't drink coffee past 10 o'clock.
And why is that?
Fuck that. I'm crushing caffeine all day.
Yeah, why is that?
I don't know. Just weird.
Is it because you've had too much coffee by then?
No, it's not that. I feel like I don't want a hot beverage while the sun is almost at its peak. You know what I mean? Like, it's weird.
I guess if you're outside, I would get that.
Yeah, see, I'm outside a lot.
Yeah, but it's cold now. Yeah, I want hot beverages. Yeah,
he's right.
All the time.
Yeah, I don't know.
Does that carry through the winter for you?
Yeah, oh yeah.
I don't drink coffee, but like, I'll take a hot chocolate at fucking 1 p.m. Fucking give me that shit.
Yeah, you don't drink coffee. That's weird, man.
I don't know. Maybe I just set it up in my mind with weird, strict time limits on things.
No, I get it. I mean, I a lot of people doing. Like...
Yeah,
you know,
oh yeah. That's definitely what I'm doing. Yeah.
People have their own, a lot of people have coffee rules, you know, what's the common one you always hear, you know, you can't drink one in the afternoon, won't be able to go to sleep or whatever. That's like, I hear a lot of old people.
Oh,
say
that's
like,
true. Whatever.
That's not, that's, I guess it's with everybody's different. But
I think
for me,
I think that gets more and more true as you get older.
It doesn't, dude, yeah, I don't know, man. I it doesn't affect me.
I used to be able to like, go to bed with a Red Bull and now absolutely cannot.
No.
But like I really used to do it. I can enjoy Red Bulls. I'd be drinking one and like take a nap.
That's insane.
Yeah. Now, no way.
No.
Yeah. I definitely get
now I need probably like 4 or 5 hours from the time I drink one to when I'm gonna go to bed.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. 4 hours. I wish I could have that effect, man.
See,
I'm not necessarily like wired. I might still be tired, but I'm just not gonna fall asleep.
Mm. See, the other day I had something going on after work and it was about 1 o'clock in the afternoon and I started yawning and getting real tired. So I decided, well, I'll drink a cup of coffee. I was up until midnight that night.
Really?
Yeah.
You guys do sound old as hell.
And like, I wore myself out that day too. Like, yeah. I was tired.
That's what sucks when you're physically exhausted, but like, your brain's still like racing or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, hey, you know what
pissed me off,
what the good thing about all this is? The positive side is that you guys have, now we're old and mature enough to know your limits and your limitations.
I still don't know.
I don't know how well you know me.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Just with caffeine.
Maybe better at them.
I'm just saying caffeine.
Yeah. I know the workarounds. Like next time I'm taking a fucking Tylenol PM or something. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you can't do that too late either.
Oh, yeah. Because then you'll wake up groggy.
So groggy.
Yeah.
That's super real. That's super real for me. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Well,
that's
I know.
That's like how I've slept through alarms and shit before. It's like Tylenol PM or like NyQuil or something like too late.
Yeah.
So I'll wake up and it'll be like 4:30. Be like, fuck. Just get work a half an hour ago.
Ooh. Yeah,
so, Keith, I hope that I hope that everything adjusts to you or that you adjust it to the time difference.
Yeah. I'm just saying this is like the first year it's really messed with me. Because I think like previous years, I've probably been out drinking and I'm like, yeah, 3 hour drinking.
Yeah, that's what I did.
We were, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And, yeah, I actually went to bed like a like an adult
good
that night.
That's good.
Yeah.
Good for you.
It worked out.
Good.
Well, I was like still up till like 5, even with an extra hour. So I was like up to like, what would have been 6, I think.
Jeez.
Griff's just an animal over here.
You're an animal.
I went ham.
Well, what's new with you, Griff? What's up with you, man?
Not too much, man. Work and then, yeah. Last weekend, that wedding, that was a lot of fun.
It was awesome.
That's been about it since the last time we were on the mic.
So, something has happened to me. It's the way you just said that. It's a first.
Okay.
Did you win a scratch off?
I didn't think I would ever see the day, to be honest with you. And I feel like it's an accomplishment that not too many can say that they've done or accomplished, obviously, but also I think it also shows a sign of getting old and my matureness. Is that a word? I don't really know. But
maturity.
Thank you.
No problem.
Yeah, that's great. No problem. Thank you.
You need to get that, you need to get back on that word a day.
Yeah. Email.
Yeah. No shit. I just got to send it straight to my trash now. And bring it back. I finished this week, guys. I finished my first full box of Q-tips.
Oh wow! It's bad for your ears.
375 box count box.
You're supposed to use those as rarely as possible.
It took me years.
It took you years?
That's fair. Okay. That's fine.
But you finished it.
It's finished. This is the first Q-tip box I've ever finished, for sure post-college, but that I can remember in my entire life. You know, there's some
things. I don't know if I've ever gotten to the bottom before.
See?
I feel like I've like moved and then just.
There's a lot of random things. Like how often do you actually use, you know, a lot of things like this. Like, how often do you actually use a chapstick all the way down until it's gone?
Never.
You,
right? I lose it before.
How many times do you use the same pen until it actually runs out of ink? How many times do you use the same lighter until it runs out of lighter fluid? Like, these are things that...
Sometimes I probably stole it from somebody else and it was low.
I'm just saying. You know what I mean? Like, even that, it's rare. And for me, this is it's a big accomplishment. I never thought... 375 Q-tips.
You know what, dude? You should start dating shit.
What do you mean?
Like, write it on there somewhere. See like how long it takes it? You. Yeah.
Like, I bought these Q-tips on 11/17/2011.
Yeah, like, if you ever buy, like, a lighter for something, write a date on it. See how long it takes. I feel like that'd be interesting. That
would
be.
Why aren't non... I guess I get why you wouldn't want to date, like, non-perishable food items and stuff, like a lighter, but why wouldn't the company just date it? I guess they don't want you to know that it's old. I don't know.
Yeah.
Why doesn't everything come with a date?
And I want to know
timestamp.
I want to know if something like a lighter is a consistent, like, okay, hear me out. So, like, you buy a lighter, and do they all have the same lifespan?
It's a great question.
You know what I mean? I'm sure there's plenty of research done on this, but I also wonder, like, say if you live in like a city where the climate changes, does that extend? Or
it has to affect
subtract
somewhat
the lifespan. Yeah, you know what, sure. I mean?
I mean, yeah. And what if you live somewhere where it's, you know, I don't know. I mean, this is just completely probably bro science wrong, but, you know, yeah, what if you're somewhere where it's really humid and it actually leaks out some fumes or
some
something?
Extra, yeah,
just
extra
a little
fuel.
Bit.
Yeah.
Or if you live somewhere windy, that keeps blowing out your fire.
Oh, didn't think about that.
And then you're spending more effort trying to relight it. It's kind of like the whole car engine and gas. Like, if you start it, doesn't it starting it cause more gas to be used than actually like letting it run for a certain amount of time or something like that?
Yeah.
So yeah, maybe it's one of those things. And in Griff's case, you know, maybe he did steal a lighter from somebody or found it. Well, he would have a born on date and he would know, oh, well, I don't want this lighter. Cool. This lighter's 6 years old. This thing's going to shit out soon, you know?
Yeah, I'll still probably take it.
I mean, we're not saying you would. But you would know, you'd have an idea of that lifespan instead of it just being random.
This is true.
Now you could put that on anything. I mean, what if every chapstick was dated?
Oh,
you
wouldn't
know, like,
wild.
Damn, I've had this for 2 weeks. This is amazing.
They don't want to do that because, like, doesn't go bad, but you might see one at a store that's like 5 years old. Like, I don't want a 5 year old chapstick.
Yeah,
so then you're
not
going to
buy
it.
That's
true.
It's not going to help them sell shit. So why would they do that?
Probably right.
All right. Let's start our own, almost like a printing press, but just our own company where we just take random shit, people's stuff, and then just put
dates on it.
Yeah, timestamps.
Oh, kind of like Track This Bill.
Where's George.com?
Yeah.
I was thinking for a second.
My sister was like obsessed with that when we were younger.
Really?
Yeah, she's really good.
I don't believe any of that.
What, the Where's George?
Yeah, I didn't believe it. I never believed it, ever.
I don't know.
I think you can look it up.
How would they know? How would they know?
People entered the
Yeah,
serial.
You
That's
entered.
What I'm saying. There's no way other people entered it in. No way.
Some people did.
Yeah.
No,
like, some people go geocaching, dude.
People are weird.
I find that shit weird.
My grandma and grandpa used to go hard for that shit.
Geocaching?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, that was like their thing, man. They would drive all over the fucking place doing that stuff.
Really?
I don't even know what that is.
Break it down for him, Keith.
So, like, there's shit. I guess it's hidden, kind of, somewhat.
Usually buried, like, a few inches into the ground.
Yeah, and then, like, you have to go discover it. And then, like, people leave items in it. So you take an item and then leave an item. And then you take that item and go put it in another geocache somewhere else.
Nah. Yeah, and you basically just get a location.
You're telling me I'm not supposed to keep the shit?
Exactly.
I want to keep
it. If it's a fucking treasure hunt, I want to keep it.
It's my treasure now.
But that's the thing. It's not about the treasure. It's about finding the location. It's about, because what you do is you find that location and then you like check it off. And it's like, oh, I hit 10 spots this week.
See, it's a loot box.
Yeah. Well, it's not about what is in the place.
I'm taking the shit.
It's more about like, hey.
I've often wondered, like, how many people geocache and just steal the shit?
I wonder if, like, you go into it and you're the last person to, like, look at that place and then it's gone.
I know what it did. And you take it.
If they'll be like, oh, this dude's a stealer. And then you get, like, banned
from geocaching. Probably.
Yeah. I mean, it's a tight knit community.
It is.
My question is what happens if you have the asshole who actually takes it, like you were saying?
That's what we're saying.
And somebody like my sweet grandma spends 3 hours looking for something that's not there. Then what happens?
Oh, I'd be pissed.
Then I fight. Then we fight.
Yeah.
We go geocache that dude. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We'll go bury him a couple inches under there.
He's writing a cache his ass can't cash.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
We're good at this.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're geocaching out there, dude, don't be dicks about it, man.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take shit, leave shit.
And share your location. That's the name of the game, man.
Yeah, what is the share a penny jar thing, dude? Leave a penny, take a penny.
Yeah, take a penny, leave a penny.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, at gas stations?
Trays at gas stations where like...
With the pennies in it?
It'll be like a few pennies. If you're like a penny or too short, you can take a couple pennies.
Yeah, that's still a thing, right?
And then, when you have like an extra penny or two, you're supposed to
leave a penny. Yeah.
How often do you guys ever... First of all,
I don't see them anymore.
I
see them.
I would never take one.
I would.
I'm an absent-minded fuck, so I don't.
Yeah, you're not paying attention for sure. But that's I forgot about that.
Like,
I definitely.
You'd actually be the guy that would give back, though. There's no way I would ever give back to those things.
But I've done it. I think.
I do it sometimes to just get exact change back. Like if something comes out 601, you better believe either that cashier better bite the bullet and give me all bills back. If you hand me 99 cents, I want to smack you half the time.
See, it's not really their fault.
I'm against that, actually. I'm opposite. I like, dude.
Want the 99 cents?
I don't mind it because I got a serious cash jar buildup right now.
Same here.
By the way, did you guys know, I saw this on Twitter. It was a while ago, but apparently that's just like a guy only thing to keep our change in a cup, an old cup or old jar. Do you do that, Griff? Do that. I mean, everyone I know does that.
I have two. I got one in the car. I got one in my bedroom.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Do you realize that apparently it's like a male only thing? Do you guys know any females who do
no,
that?
I've never seen one.
No, I've never seen one either.
When I started dating Caleb, she legitimately thought it was the weirdest thing.
Really?
She had like never seen it before.
Wow. Her dad didn't do it?
I don't know.
I started doing this when I was like 15.
Yeah. I mean, I just thought that growing up, I thought that's what everybody did.
Yeah.
Where else are you supposed to put your change?
Yeah, my parents had a giant like one of those like water cooler jugs.
Yeah.
Dang, that's intense.
Yeah. We saved a change forever, and supposedly it helped us go to Florida when I was like 6 years old. I don't know if that paid for Florida.
Dude,
they told us that paid for Florida.
No, man, dude, I bet you that thing holds like $4,000.
Yeah, then it might have paid for Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, my family, for now that you say that, Griff, my family used to have a huge jar. So actually, it was my dad used to have a drawer in the kitchen. It was just the change drawer.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. We had one of those.
But it was so big that I remember some weekends they would just, this was way back in the day, but so long ago that they would go to like the dollar store and you could buy different coin sized rollers.
Oh yeah.
And they would come home and like all the kids would roll coins for my parents.
Roll coins into the,
you get like $5, $10 quarters, $5 nickels.
I've always been so bad about coin star shit. It's such a ripoff.
Your bank should have one.
I know, but like a lot of times. When I needed coins all of a sudden, it's probably because I was like real broke on a Friday night in college or something.
So
banks are closed.
Coins. Well, you probably owe the bank. There's an overdraft fee somewhere.
Banks don't open until 12 on Saturdays.
Those, Keith. Those
are
the
no
worst,
way Griff's
dude.
Making that. 0% well, chance.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Yeah, I didn't make it today.
Anyway, that's interesting though. Yeah, we gotta do some recon on that and see if anybody that we know non male has their own non family coin jar.
I was gonna
cup.
Say
like, for me, it was always been a cup.
Yeah,
a big cup.
I have one of those like the beer steins from like a Sular Oktoberfest.
Yeah, nice. I have like a super super big old protein like workout cup.
And
holds
yeah,
a fuck ton.
There you go.
I have one of the old milk things.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
Or not milk things. Water jugs. I don't know why I said milk.
Water jugs.
Water jugs that like you flip upside down and you put into the...
Like a water cooler thing.
Yeah, water cooler thing.
That's what I was talking about.
Yeah.
But it's like
that could hold like $10,000.
Is it a smaller one or a giant one?
The giant one.
Okay, yeah, that's what we had.
Is it sitting on the floor?
Yeah.
Are you talking about like in an office? Like the blue
water cooler. Yeah.
Dude. That's what, yeah. That's last time.
I mean, Griff, they could buy like an entire house from
at
that,
one point.
Dude.
At one point,
no.
You know how much money that could change that those things could hold?
At one,
it holds like what 30 gallons of water.
For a Christmas present, I got like a smaller one of those kind of that had a
counter.
Yeah, it had a counter, but I broke that. So.
You know,
you're putting too many coins in there.
Too many fucking coins.
The trick is, you can literally put. If you run out of space, you can move that thing and literally just put coins through it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It'll count it no matter what. So you don't really need that container.
Okay. I don't have it anymore.
Just thinking back like, damn, 20 years ago, that would have been amazing.
It was only like 3 years ago.
But.
Sorry.
So
I was an adult when I got this.
I got a decent amount of change though.
Same, dude.
I also started saving once.
I'm not cool enough to do that. No.
Yeah.
No.
I used to occasionally drop like a one or something in there.
Yeah.
If someone shook out real. I could get at it.
You had a $1 bill?
Yeah. No. Yeah. I could maybe buy like a McDouble or something. Yeah.
A half a gallon of gas.
Yeah, something. It ain't nothing. It ain't nothing. Right.
Yeah.
I wish I got to a point where that would be cool though. It's a good idea. Then you start looking like those machines that are all the bars where it's like put
the push machines.
The money pits.
Yeah.
Yeah, that push those coins up.
Yeah.
Money sucks. All right, man. You guys got anything else to talk about before we get on to some weirdness?
I do not.
No.
All right, man. Let's get straight into it. Keith's going to bring up a few stories for us. First, though, let's say what up to the Going Off Topic podcast with Kyle Foshea. Who shout out to him because he just reached his 1 year anniversary. He has officially started season 2. So do us a favor, man. Go over to anywhere that you get your podcast, but especially anythingbutcredible.com. Check him out. Check out the Going Off Topic podcast, all the fun stuff that he's talked about for the past year and what he's looking forward to next year. It's a good time. It's going to be even better. So we'll listen. We'll hear from him and then we'll get into some weirdness.
What's going on, everybody? Kyle Foshea here from the Going Off Topic podcast, part of the Anything But Credible network. Do you love media? Have you ever thought about your all-action team? What about if you had to choose between Will Smith's movies or his music? What media would you take with you from 1997? Have you ever pictured two actors switching roles in an alternate dimension? These are just some of the topics you will hear on the Going Off Topic podcast. You can find us anywhere you get your podcasts and on social media. On Facebook at Going Off Topic with Kyle Foshea, on Twitter at Going_Off_Topic, and on the new Instagram, Going Off Topic Podcast. Also find all the blogs and previous episodes on anythingbutcredible.com. Until next time, keep it off topic.
Okay, let's get into some weekly weirdness. Let's hear about the weird shit that's going on out there that you probably haven't heard about. Keith, I know that you have a few stories that you're carrying me at least. What do you got, man?
So I came across this video of a woman spraying breast milk on people at a music festival.
What?
Her own breast milk on people at a music festival.
What?
That's fun.
Yeah.
Like out of a jar or a bottle?
No, out of her,
tits.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay. So, very strange. So I was just wondering, would you go to this type of music fest?
What was the concert?
Yeah, what was the music? It depends on the music.
I can't rule it out just because one crazy person was spraying breast milk.
Seriously, like there's always crazy people at festivals.
Yeah.
What?
There's generally drugs.
Well, that's drugs. True.
Why? I know. For me, there's a lot of alcohol involved.
So. Yeah, I mean, that's my go-to.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But I'm saying this woman may have been on something else.
So the video doesn't have.
Well, that'd be interesting though, because then you'd get tainted milk. You could actually possibly.
Oh yeah.
She's just spraying people with a breast milk.
Video.
Yeah, yeah.
These people seem like they're cool with it.
No, yeah. Oh my. These people are cool with it.
Oh, that's a no go for me.
Yeah,
oh shit.
I feel like you have to be on drugs to entertain, like, be entertained by that.
Yeah.
Well, like,
I feel like I would almost start. Almost made me start gagging. I feel like I
is it like the greatest hangover cure ever?
Is that what they say?
No, I don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
What a theory.
Yeah, I was gonna say, is that the theory? You're coming from the CPAP guy. Could be possible. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? So, yeah.
Breast milk and CPAP. That's how I get through my hangover.
Kind of makes you want to puke.
Oh, I know. Oh, that is so gross to think about.
If anybody I know just ever pulled out breast milk and said anything along the lines of, oh, yeah, man, everyone knows this just like cures your hangover, I would slap the shit out of
them. Everybody does not know that.
Yeah, I would slap them for sure. I actually didn't know Pedialyte was a thing until I started hanging out with Griff. Griff was the one who introduced me to the Pedialyte thing.
Oh, yeah.
But I didn't believe it.
Super real.
No, only true hangover. Yeah,
he's an OG.
Pedialyte.
I know about hangovers.
Breast milk, though.
Yeah, I don't
think I can get into that.
Yeah, neither do I.
Especially.
I don't know. I find this really disgusting.
Me too. That's just
really appalling.
Yeah, she was really squirting it.
Too. Yeah, and like. I don't know. I don't know. And what bothers me the most is if she's lactating and she's this fucked up on drugs, is she going to feed her kid with this breast milk?
I don't know. Maybe she uses formula. Yeah.
That's a good question.
I would hope so.
If she uses formula and she just has a buildup and has to let it go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You got to pump or do something. Yeah. I don't know. I thought it was strange.
It definitely is weird. And it fit into the weirdness.
Yeah,
that's for
it was
sure.
really disgusting.
Can't say I've ever seen a video like that before.
No.
I will say that.
No. Neither have I.
Griff, do you have anything?
I got something to follow that up.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
Oh, boy.
Where are we? All right, guys.
Okay. Yeesh.
This is from Fox News. Not my favorite. But
your favorite. Yeah, that is your favorite.
Camel's testicles bitten by woman at Louisiana truck stop petting zoo.
What? First off, truck stop petting zoo?
Truck stop petting zoo.
That sounds
Camel's
amazing.
Testicles bitten by woman.
Not the other way around.
In Louisiana.
Not the woman camel biting a man.
No, no.
Testicles.
A woman. A female human bit a male camel's testicles.
At a truck stop petting zoo
in Louisiana.
That is amazing.
That's pretty amazing.
The woman.
What a headline.
Wait a second. This one's really going to shock you guys. The woman.
She was drunk?
A Florida resident.
Oh!
Florida!
Was chasing her dog when she crawled into Casper's enclosure at the Tiger truck stop on I-10 in Gross Titte?
Sounds
right. Sounds
amazing.
Gross Titty?
Is that right?
Yeah.
What is going on with these stories?
I don't know.
She told deputies she bit the 600-pound camel when he sat on her. She said, I bit his balls to get him off of me. I bit his testicles to get him off of me. It's a direct quote.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to lie.
I mean, good thinking.
A camel weighs how much, though?
Probably a lot.
It could probably fuck you up, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not saying you go for the balls, but maybe it was the only... I mean...
According to people at the truck stop, that's like they were being aggressive towards the camel, and the camel did its normal thing.
No.
Yeah.
No. She wasn't being aggressive. She didn't bite this camel's nuts for no reason.
The truck stop owner said, Casper, the name of the camel, he's a really gentle giant, and he didn't deserve to have his nuts bit. I added the last part.
It makes me really want a truck stop petting zoos in Missouri. I'm sure there are
some.
What,
you're going to go bite some camel's nuts?
Yeah. No, I just would.
What's your plans here, Nick?
I just would like to have a petting zoo the next time I stop at a truck stop.
I don't know. Camel nuts sound like a truck stop gas station like specialty
to eat.
Yeah
I mean, it's not
not like actual camel nuts, but like a nut covered in something.
Oh yeah, like popcorn or something,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
I could see
like
a cracker,
like a caramel glazed nut or something. Oh yeah, give me a bag of them camel nuts.
Yeah,
honey,
take a bag of them camel nuts.
I'm grossed out by this.
And a Mountain Dew.
as a marketing program for a food item.
Hey there, Jim. Give me one of them Camel Nuts and Mountain Dew. Oh, definitely. Could see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Couldn't you?
The Mountain Dew sounds good, actually.
Actually, a Mountain Dew does sound really delicious good right now. Yeah. I haven't had a soda in a long
time. It
does
sound nice, actually.
I actually had Mountain Dew today. It was the first time.
Oh, nice.
Forgot to get my energy drink in the morning, so I had to grab Mountain Dew at work. It's devastated.
I can't tell you the last time I had a white soda in general.
It's more of a green soda.
Hey, speaking about energy drinks, have you heard about this new one that I've been coming across? It's called Zyence with a
X-Y-I-E-N-C-E. Yeah, I've seen them, yeah.
Very interesting. Let me know if you have one of those. Let me know your thoughts.
I might have had one before.
I've had a couple already.
They're like another like zero calories. Zero
sugar. I've been getting into supposed the to be bangs.
I'm about that bang life, dog.
I'm about that.
Dad, bang. I was about those bangs until they banged up my stomach big time.
I drink about two a day.
Damn.
So
you are about that bang life.
I'm about that bang.
Bang
life.
Bang. Yeah. Let's go.
Bang bang.
They work.
All right, Keith, what do you got over there, man?
Man gets really stoned after drinking McDonald's sweet tea.
What?
That sounds fucking awesome.
So,
like the worst best day ever.
So, a man went into a Hilton Head, South Carolina McDonald's for a sweet tea and says he received a little extra herbal substance on the side. So, apparently, this guy,
somebody dosed the tea there?
Why would they do that, though?
No, he went into the McDonald's and asked for a sweet tea. And while asking for the sweet tea, he asked for extra lemon. So he's thinking extra lemon was code word for marijuana.
What?
Listen.
Bullshit.
Craziest part here.
What?
Craziest part. He drinks the entire tea with 3 bags of weed in it. Okay.
Wait. Okay. Hold on. Time out. What are you talking about?
Was,
in it.
It was
3 bags of weed
like,
in the
like
sweet
weed.
Tea.
Like yeah. flower weed.
Like not, marijuana.
But hold on. Yeah, was it blended not, into the liquid
it,
or were,
it wasn't like it an was, oil? It wasn't like
no,
a.
No, it was in a bag in the tea.
Yo, dude.
And he said he didn't recognize the taste because he had never smoked marijuana before.
Yo, dude. I have so many problems with this.
And okay, first off,
this is the funniest shit.
If you're gonna drink that sweet tea to completion,
no.
nasty taste of some kind of grass in there.
This guy 100% tried to use a bag of weed like a tea bag. 100%
got high and has a drug test coming. It's like I'm gonna say McDonald's got me stoned.
Here's my theory. Right here.
I don't
this
know.
This is by the way, this is hilarious. But my theory is that this dude thought that he could use a bag of weed like a tea bag, and somehow. I don't know if that's possible, but just got super way too high from it and then was just kind of freaked out and then claimed that somebody gave
know.
It to him.
So I don't know.
Griff, is that crazy? What do you think?
It makes somewhat of sense. I don't know.
Yeah,
would putting it in tea like that, that would not...
You can make weed tea, I think.
But not by just putting it in there.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
There's no way if you just left a bag of weed in your drink, you're not going to like get super stoned.
No,
from it,
I think
right?
you'd have to use an obscene amount of weed to do that.
You have to.
Yeah,
have
I
to,
wouldn't
like,
think so either.
Use other parts of the flower.
I'm wondering if like one of the workers fucked up, forgot his weed was in that cup.
What I was thinking.
Filled it up.
I was thinking one of the workers hit his weed in like a cup and then grabbed that cup. And,
can we still explain though
and
how that would get him
dude,
high though?
No, this dude found weed and was like, oh gosh. Am I high? I don't know if I'm high or not.
I don't know. Someone gave me free drugs. Sweet baby Jesus.
I don't know if I'm high. I think I'm high right now. Ooh, I'm high as a kite. I don't know. So, yeah. I think he was
lettuce.
I think he's more of like a two-brew guy.
Does it you say know, what his occupation was?
I think he's a
no.
lawyer.
He was like, I could see him being like a pastor or something. Like
no,
that.
It was think a very short story.
I think he's drug tested. And he's like, I'm blaming McDonald's.
And you then it what? Blew up and he was like, oh, fuck.
Damn. Well, yeah. This actually worked, though. Sweet.
Oh, well, yeah.
yeah. Well, that's very interesting. You could have a lot of theories for that. That's very interesting.
Yeah.
But I'm almost positive it doesn't work.
I'm almost positive that you asked for extra lemon with your sweet tea. That doesn't mean they're putting weed in it. Because you know how many fucking people probably ask for extra lemon?
So many people
are getting weed
well,
then.
Also.
And did they charge you? Did you pay like $40 for that sweet
also,
tea?
Also, I want to know if
you're
this. I want to know if this guy walked in or if he went through the drive-thru.
Yeah.
Who goes through the fucking drive-thru for one sweet tea?
True.
Unless you're also getting a bag of weed.
Exactly. Right. That's the only thing I can think of.
And how much weed are we talking? Does it say how much?
I don't know. It just said 3 bags.
Yeah, who wrote this article?
So I bet you he threw it away because that's...
3 bags?
That doesn't mean anything.
That's the devil's lettuce.
Yeah.
So he tossed that shit.
3 bags could be fucking 3 pounds.
I know.
Fucking,
like, what are we talking about?
Here? Three grams. It fit into a fucking cup. So
that's obviously nothing. I'm just saying. It could be.
But my thought was like, if he goes inside, that's self-serve.
That's, you know what I mean? You get your own cup? No, you don't get your own cup.
No.
Yeah, you do.
No, they hand you a cup.
I don't know. I haven't been in McDonald's.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's self-serve.
Yeah.
You serve yourself.
Oh, yeah. So how would you not notice the...
How would you not notice 3 bags of weed?
I don't know. Just is the sweet tea also self-serve? Sweet tea might be different. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just like at a gas station, you got to hit the tap.
I don't know. In the South, they might take it more seriously. At Southern McDonald's.
That is true.
And on a side note, I've heard, especially with sweet tea, because, you know, but I have heard that they have good sweet tea. I don't know what would make a difference.
I don't like sweet tea.
I don't like sweet tea.
Meaning I'm not big on that either.
I'm not a big tea guy.
I like green tea.
But if all you got to do is ask for, some extra lemon, I mean,
and wink, wink.
And then I'm still paying like $1.99. Where's this fucking McDonald's
at? That was another thing it didn't really explain. Is they were still
JK.
It's still costing the same amount.
Yeah.
That's a very shitty drug dealer.
Yeah. The worst.
Yeah. Do you think somebody was just like, God damn it, I forgot. I got too high before work and forgot my bags in there.
That's what happened.
Probably was waiting for his buddies to come up to McDonald's so he could serve them at McDonald's and then just.
Yeah. Maybe he was trying. Maybe one of his friends was coming up and he was going to give his friends
the
weed.
And the code word was extra lemon.
Just like one of his buddies, and he needed to give his buddy his weed or something. So he put it in the cup, and then his buddy was going to order a soda, and he was going to give that to his buddy, and instead somebody else grabbed that cup and gave it to this dude.
There's a lot of variables here.
Yeah, and
we could come up with a billion different scenarios.
Chris, for all we know, that could actually, this guy could have, I mean, that could be an actual, like, drug ring of just, you know, Keith sells his weed through, you know, giving the McDonald's cups, you know, he gets your soda.
I just don't believe these things. I remember we always used to hear about this shit in like high school. Like, there's this one Taco Bell where you go and you ask for don't ask for extra lettuce, ask for extra green on your chalupa, and they'll give you weed. Like, I don't think so.
Nah,
it really reminds me.
Probably not gonna happen.
There's more
Breaking Bad.
There's more effective ways to sell drugs.
Yeah, much better way.
Very interesting, South Carolina. Okay. Oh well, next time, anybody who's
cops, there's better ways to do
this. Yeah.
Anybody who's in South Carolina, I guess. Try out the extra lemon trick, man.
Yeah.
For the shot. If anything, you just get more citrus in your
roll tea.
That's not, not a terrible thing. Griff, do you have anything else over there?
I got one more.
Oh, let's go, Griff.
Ooh.
We're very on the animal circuit today.
Oh, boy.
Oh, okay.
So this is from Newsweek.
Second favorite site.
Yeah, also super level. A Wisconsin man was pulled over by police after reports of erratic driving. Responding officers found empty beer cans in his vehicle.
Mm.
And here we go with the kick.
Those were yesterday's.
And a chicken that had been riding on his shoulder. This dude's driving around drunk, drinking beers, with a chicken on his shoulder like a pirate.
Like
a pirate with a parrot.
Wow.
He's a land pirate.
Yeah, I guess so.
Wow.
Here's a quote from someone who called 911 on him, because apparently he was all over the fucking roads. So people were calling 911 on him. So we're on Howell. There's a guy behind us, and he's driving really reckless. But he has a hawk in his car. He's just driving, holding it. He's swerving all over the road on Howell. So I love we're on Howell. There's a guy behind us and then he stops. He's driving really reckless.
He didn't want to say it.
He was going to say, he has a chicken.
Like, people thought we'd be crazy.
Or they thought it was a hawk.
Yeah.
Chicken.
I do not condone drunk driving, but... There is a chance that, listen, chickens have kind of sharp claws, man. He could have, if it was on his shoulder.
Do the chickens have sharp talons?
His name was Teresa.
Teresa could have been digging into his shoulder, man. That would make me drive radically.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
You know?
That is true.
Yeah. Especially, do we know for sure that was a chicken and not a hawk?
It was a chicken. chicken named Teresa.
It doesn't matter. I like the chicken angle better.
Would a chicken just sit there like a parrot, though? Don't they always move around and do crazy stuff?
You can train chickens, bro.
Really?
You can choke them too.
They're yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, there's some crazy chickens out there, bro.
Griff's seen a few things.
Yeah. I prefer to just eat them, but yeah, there's some smart ones.
Okay, I didn't know that. I didn't know they were
sure.
I didn't know.
I watched some, you know, that Netflix thing on Explained. Has anybody seen that?
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
There's one on, like, intelligence. I think they talked about a chicken that could do, like, complex math equations.
Yeah, what? But can it?
What?
No, I don't think it really could. Yeah. I think it was, they were trained to, like, cheat the system. But kind of. It was smart. They were able to, like, do some shit.
Yeah.
Some shit.
I mean, dude, last week we were talking about ancient aliens, man.
Yeah. That's true.
Do you think they were actually chickens?
Dude. Chickens or aliens?
Closest. Closest thing to a T-Rex, yeah.
Help build the pyramids.
They're raptors.
Yeah, oh yeah, raptors. They're aggressive fuckers.
Wisconsin.
They are. They'll fuck shit up.
Yeah, they will.
Man, Wisconsin people, chill out on the chicken shoulder shit, dude.
Yeah.
Put the chicken in the back seat.
You know? Yeah, like, let it hang out, man. Jeez. All right, Keith, what do you got?
Okay, so where was this lady at when I was growing up? Louisiana person.
Two Louisianas.
Yeah, a Louisiana woman was faking medical records to get high schoolers out of class for the cheap price of $52. Jesus, that's her age.
Very specific.
That's her age. It was $20. Sorry.
What?
What a racket.
$20?
Yeah. She was selling fake doctor's notes to high school students so they could get out of class. Wow. Yeah.
How much of a load do you got to be on to get to resort to
a
that?
A loser. I mean,
like, yeah.
How
for real?
How much of a load do you get to there?
I don't know.
Yeah.
She's a loser.
She was 52?
Yeah, 52.
Did she have kids there?
Oh,
please
well,
tell me
I
one
mean,
of them was her kid.
Nah.
What? I mean.
And she looks like a loser.
Yeah. Yeah.
This woman gets no respect from me. If you're going to commit crimes, make him a cooler crime than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that is just not
But
even,
I mean, would you guys do
get
this?
Drunk and drive with a chicken on your shoulder? Come on, like.
No.
You guys wouldn't have paid $20 to get a doctor's note to get out of school.
I wouldn't have wanted to come into contact with this woman.
Me neither.
Well,
that's
also
that is
true.
Immediately
yeah,
sketchy.
I didn't think about that.
I think we all three here know a good amount of people that would 100% do that.
I
would
have just faked sick.
Yeah. Would have been a lot easier.
Yeah.
No, we both know Griff. He just
but
would like, not have said anything.
But then I guess my parents would have, like, exactly. If I tried to leave home, they would have been aware. Probably.
I'm guessing these are for, like, extended periods of time.
This is like how she did it.
Still got to keep up with
the just
yeah,
by,
she
like,
just,
different signatures?
Yeah, she worked at a medical office, and she was just selling.
See, that's also doubly, like, not cool.
Well, yeah, that's why.
And then she signed it? Oh, she signed it by that same doctor every time, or what?
Apparently, yeah. I mean, it's false public records or for filing or manipulating false.
Let
public
me ask
records.
You guys
she
this.
Get a felony for this, probably.
I don't know.
I mean, it's
I'm guessing it's a felony,
which is crazy.
Yeah,
you got a felony for writing kids fake sickness. I mean,
yeah.
You might deserve it, but like, you're an idiot.
Yeah, would that fall into the kind of the same realm as writing a fake prescription
so,
or no? Not really, though, right? That's got to be bad.
Oh, fake scripts, real bad.
That's
right, but I know this is
a
not
doctor.
If
you're
just, I think if you just like try to grab a doctor's fucking notepad, that's like a felony.
Yeah.
Like,
so,
for real.
So two students at Evans High School, where I guess they were using these, used these on 14 different occasions.
Not great.
So that's, I'm guessing, how she got busted.
That's what happens when you deal with stupid ass high school.
Dude, yeah. you still gotta like do your work and shit.
Yeah, like you're not gonna graduate.
Otherwise you ain't graduated.
Yeah, that's a lot.
14 days is a lot.
Had to be senior year. Well, yeah, so we knew some people who like came half the time senior year of high school.
Well, here's my question to you guys.
Buddy and Vinny, I'm looking at you two.
Here's my question to you guys, because I'm gonna kind of spin what you said. You asked, would we do it? My question would be, if let's just say it was a thing, we're all in, what and you said, okay, let's just say we're all three were the type of people who said, we'll do this, but it has to be a very special day.
Yeah.
Spend $20. What would you use that for that day? Like, what would you be doing
It would be St. Patrick's Day. Hands down. I don't even have to think about it.
That's pretty solid.
Day after the Super Bowl.
It's the number one day I wanted off.
That's good too.
Every
That's
year.
Very good. That's very good.
I can remember, like, some people's parents would, like, call off for St. Patrick's Day for them and let them go.
Yeah.
My parents would not. I can remember being in the bathroom telling them, I'm like, I'm just going to leave and I'm going to get, like, suspended. So you should probably call in and she called my bluff. She wouldn't do it, and I did not leave.
No, I always
Griff,
went.
Stone cold killer.
Yeah, she knew us whole shit.
Yeah.
She knows you better.
Yeah.
That's good. No,
I doubt it.
Good.
I doubt it. Doubt you're going to do that.
What would your special occasion be?
You know, I don't know.
I mean, I think the Nuggets made the Western Conference Finals.
It depends. I mean,
while we were in school, but that
I should have done that for this year when the Blues won the Stanley, to be honest with you, but I didn't, and that was a regret. But I don't know. Maybe something stupid like my birthday.
The day after?
Yeah, that was a rough
Yeah, that's what
day.
I meant. That's
roughest
what I meant.
Day of work I've ever had.
Yeah, I was still what feels like I was still under the influence.
I don't want to speak too much on it. On the mic.
No, but for me, it would be probably like my birthday, something like that. You know, I always try to take off for my birthday, but
I've been lucky on my birthday. It's like the last few years. I've gotten like Fridays and Saturdays a bunch.
What?
So I've gotten like a bunch of Fridays and Saturdays.
Well, it goes Friday, then Saturday.
Yeah, like out of the last 7 years?
Yeah. You're saying this year is going to be, you're saying this year is going to be Sunday?
Most likely.
If it was Saturday last year, right? Yeah. Oh, wait, is it a leap year? Does that matter?
No, it is a leap year, so.
I never realized this.
Are you serious?
You don't know how it rotates?
You're saying
no. So, like, technically.
This is how the math works?
You can use a 2019 calendar.
There's 7 days in the week. There's 365 days in the year.
In 2026, because it'll be the same dates.
I'm not convinced that this is correct.
What's this dude?
Is this too serious?
I really do think he's just like
dead serious.
I can promise you didn't get a Friday 2 years in a row.
Yeah, I can promise you that.
Okay, hold on. This year's a Monday.
Okay.
So
it is a leap year.
The last 3 years would be weekend days, probably, right?
And the last one was a Saturday.
It's a leap year.
So you're just wrong. Fuck off.
You're adding.
And the year before,
That would probably be a Friday.
July 2018. Where are we at?
Would have been a Friday. He's really looking it up.
I know.
That was a Friday.
Crazy how the world works, man.
The year before that.
Okay. I bet it's a Thursday.
Griff, are you real right now?
Pretty real. Yeah, it's a Thursday. Huh. Hey. You learn something new every day.
You do. Even the smart people.
Shoot, 95% of stuff, baby.
Even smart people learn stuff every once in a while, man. Crazy.
Yeah, it's true.
Fuck. I feel pretty dumb right now.
I was going to say, I don't know a lot of things, but even I knew that one.
Yeah.
Just joking, man. Oh, was there anything else? Did we?
No, that, okay. That pretty all
right.
much covers
You guys
all.
Want to go into the theory?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Let's save it up to the Offended Podcast, and we'll get right into
The Offended Podcast.
What up?
Hey, it's your boys, Tricky, Stoutsy, and Corey from the Offended Podcast presented by PWP Nation.
If you don't know us, we're the Seinfeld Podcast. We'll talk about everything and anything, from our songs of the week, to pop culture, to sports, to even some current events.
We also finally have our own podcast feed, so you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and wherever you get your podcast just by searching Offended.
We have new episodes of Offended every Thursday, and for you wrestling fans out here, we also have a weekly wrestling wrap-up every Friday.
Oh, and guess what? We also have new episodes of Hockey Talks every week, especially during the NHL playoffs.
Wow.
And you can also buy our t-shirts at www.prowrestlingtees.com and search Offended.
Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Periscope, and Instagram today at OffendedPod.
Okay, we are back. It is time for the best time of the week. That's right, Keith. You just heard all. Well, Griff actually came in solid with some stories. I didn't really have much weirdness, but more Keith with the theory of the week. Keith, what do you got for us this week, man?
This theory of the week is brought to you by YouTuber.
Ooh.
True Bren. TRUE space BREN. So shout out to True Bren.
Shout out
for this.
True Bren.
True Ranch. Now everybody knows my favorite holiday is Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. The Super Bowl is technically not a holiday, but
yeah, okay. I mean, well,
yeah.
Thanksgiving, my favorite holiday. Christmas, overrated. Mm. And you know, this really ties into why Christmas is just overrated.
Oh,
because
talk to me.
Santa is Satan.
What?
Yeah.
I've always known that.
Okay, boys.
95%.
Let me get into this. So Santa is an anagram for Satan. By moving the N after the S-A and moving it to the N, it spells Satan.
It's just like just like Voldemort and Tom Riddle, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It makes sense. I never thought of
also,
that.
Claus, easily be changed to claws.
Claws. Satan claws. Then it claws. Would be
put into Satan's claws.
Satan claws.
Oh.
Like he has a grip on you.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Which he does.
Yeah. Well, yeah. He comes into your house.
He knows he's naughty and nice.
He comes into your house through a chimney, which is designed to burn things with fire. So he appears through flames.
You burn things with fire.
So he appears through flames, like he's summoned. Okay,
I didn't know he came down with
flame powder.
There's
a lot of Harry Potter.
Comes down the chimneys when they're on, like the what?
Well, how else? I mean, how else are you gonna keep your house warm?
It's
fucking
winter, Nick.
Yeah,
it's true.
Yeah, he's always watching you.
There's central heating, man.
True.
He's always watching you, and he always knows what you're doing.
Yeah, and if you're naughty, you're nice. If you're naughty, he's gonna take his claws and drag you to hell.
So,
that aggressive?
So he gives you coals when you are bad. He appears in fire. It's all a reference to hell.
Oh, the coals,
yeah.
I get it.
He has a sleigh. He slays people. And it's powered by...
He slays Mrs. Claus.
Yeah. It's powered by horned creatures.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
The Santa we know was invented by Coca-Cola. Like the modern Santa that everybody knows.
Yeah.
Now Coca-Cola still had cocaine in their beverages. So he was marketing highly addictive drugs.
That's my favorite part.
Cocaine and sugar. So a hell of a mixture.
He was also invented for materialism because kids are, you know, indoctrinated into this idea of wanting and needing things when they don't really need them.
Okay.
Some kids wouldn't even care if their parents went broke trying to get them things for Christmas. We all know that. We all had those.
Yeah.
We all had and knew those kids growing up.
Yeah, Mom worked fucking overtime shift. I wanted an Xbox.
Yeah. he also makes kids into atheists because when they find out he isn't real, they also in turn believe, you know, well, God isn't real.
What else?
Because,
what else have you been lying to me about?
Some guy in the sky comes down and saves us all. Yeah.
That is kind of a real thing.
Yeah. Is anything real?
Yeah.
For sure.
You no longer trust your parents at that point.
Yeah. So,
fucking liars.
That's, I think I've laid the groundwork for a very convincing case that Santa is Satan. And the Christmas holiday has overshadowed Thanksgiving, which really upsets me.
So is the, sorry to cut you off. Can I ask questions or no?
Yeah.
Okay. So is I think you hit on this, but is the idea behind the gift giving and everything, that's just the materialistic, making kids
because
want
here's
things?
The truth.
Yeah.
People don't like the giving part. They just want to get.
Oh, dude, I love the giving part.
We're talking about the majority of people.
You're so fucking great.
Oh, no, dude.
We're talking about the majority of people.
Oh, well, I feel good when I nail a gift for somebody.
Keith.
You know
think
what I mean?
Feels like that?
No, I want shit. Give me things.
I'm with you though, Keith. I feel the same.
No, you know what I mean though?
When real you talk, kill a
gift.
Do.
Yeah. When you kill a gift and you know that person's
you know what's funny though?
Oh, shit,
Keith.
I didn't even think I needed this. This is perfect for this.
Damn it, Tim is so considerate.
Fuck yeah.
What's great about this
What you like about that is how it makes you look.
Exactly. Good, but at there's the same still time, yeah, I didn't think about that. Yeah.
What's great about this, Keith, is that everything we know about Christmas from media, history, film, like anything, it all is just about, it's the season of giving and caring and niceness and all this shit.
Satan hides in broad daylight.
Right.
He does.
Yep.
Real reality.
So Tim Allen's Satan.
He was addicted to cocaine.
Good point. And he ratted out a bunch of his friends. Which is very.
And I bet he had a red nose.
From all the cocaine.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Right, it all adds up now.
He was a shitty father.
Yeah. In real life or in
No, in the movie. Oh, okay. Right?
Yeah. He
wasn't
kinda,
he, like,
yeah,
never
he
there.
He was never there until
big wig guy.
Yeah.
Well, then he was, meant the TV show.
Well, he was divorced. Him and his wife were divorced. He really hated the stepfather.
Yeah.
He's kind of left back.
Exactly.
Yeah. Stepfather was a shrink, I think. Anyway, that
I believe so. Yeah. Checks out Tim Allen, Satan.
Has this always
just been in Santa Claus? Home Improvement. He was great.
Nah, I'm out on that too.
What? Also, probably Satan. Yeah.
Okay, yeah,
probably.
Never mind.
Is this the real reason why you don't like Christmas, or the overhyped?
No, I just learned about this theory 5 hours ago.
Okay.
So no, but it makes me feel better.
Christmas is also
there's people out there like me.
Sure. Yeah, Christmas is also just like a random date. It's actually a pagan holiday, right? Like we just took over a pagan holiday, which like
yeah, but then like the true meaning is supposed to be Jesus being born.
Yeah, but we just
like everybody forgets about that.
I mean, do they
not actually religious people? Probably.
Yeah, no, that's remember. True. That's yeah. true. Yeah,
my, I had neighbors that had a big birthday cake in their yard. It's their Christmas decoration, and it's like, ooh, happy birthday, whoa. Jesus.
Okay, I mean,
they were very religious.
It sounds like it.
Homeschool your kids type religious.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. Did they eat the cake? Was it real?
It was not a real cake.
Oh. Yeah, you can't leave cake out for that long.
It was in the winter, maybe.
I guess if you have to go into the whole month.
Yeah, it would.
Freeze. I wouldn't. No, I don't think I would eat it after.
I also didn't know. Like we didn't have any. I don't know if they
how hungry
put it in a glass case or anything.
I didn't think about that.
Somebody would fuck that cake up.
Griff, on a late night. Yeah, going on late night one.
It'd be like
I was a 13-year-old shithead at one point. Somebody would have. Well, I don't know.
It would have been like a America Pie situation.
Mm. No.
I don't know about that.
No.
I was thinking more of like a raccoon, late night raccoon, but.
I'm not. No.
But he did say, fuck that cake.
That would be the funniest story, though. Oh, my God.
No. Guys.
Sorry to the Jesus.
Fucking
lovers.
My neighbor's Jesus cake.
I bet you
so bad.
Sounds so good though.
If you go to hell, what are you here for? What are you here for?
Oh, it'd be a great story.
It'd be a legendary story.
What are you here for? I fucked my neighbor's Jesus cake.
Nobody could not
I
laugh at that.
I bet you get respect.
Oh, yeah.
You would. I bet you
tell me one person that wouldn't laugh at that.
You fucked a Jesus cake? Not just any cake. But Jesus it was Jesus' birthday.
It was for
cake.
Jesus.
Yeah. Yep.
That's right. So you got any other question, or is this case closed?
Case closed.
I think I'm convinced. I don't know what else. I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah.
I've always been skeptical myself.
100% Santa Satan.
Whoa.
I'm in. I'm just
You know, for a word that only has, what, S-A-T-A-N, five letters in it, I've never rearranged
his
Santa
name was,
to be Satan.
His name's supposed to be Saint Nick. Why are we calling him Santa?
Yeah.
You know what the first thought that I thought you were going on this, Keith, was that for the whole what's the story? There's a folklore and the movie
Krampus.
Yeah, Krampus. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we just doing a spinoff of this right now?
No.
No, we're not.
Because isn't Krampus supposed to be like a spawn of Satan?
He's like the inverse. Of
he would
the
like
class.
Kill kids, yeah. Wouldn't he? He would like eat them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was a big horned creature.
Yeah, he'd fuck them up.
See, that sounds like a lot of what Keith just kind of mentioned.
You know, maybe they're one and the same.
You know what it is? Actually, now that I say about it, this was just like a an Eastern European thing.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, so maybe it's just there. You know, it's kind of like we call Missouri's a Bigfoot's Momo.
Yeah,
it's still a Squatch.
So here's what I think: Krampus is like a just a demon, and he's more like comes from the outside and is like a physical threat.
Okay. Yeah.
Whereas Santa is more insidious than that.
Exactly.
Like the idea.
He corrupts
He corrupts you from the inside out.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. Because
he's not real.
No.
Krampus might have been real.
Right. Gotcha.
Nobody knows.
Gotcha.
Hard to say, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then no more questions for me.
Okay.
Glad we can miss you.
Where are you at?
100%.
Griff said 100%.
100%. Yeah, 100. Yeah. I don't think there's. You know, I was a little skeptical from the Krampus angle, but you guys just really cleared that up.
Yeah. Taking a strong stance against Santa on this podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and listen, as far as holidays go, Christmas is whatever to me.
This is my favorite season.
You know, I love Halloween.
Yeah, greens, beans, potatoes, tomatoes.
but, yeah, I mean, I think the kids need to know. They need to know the truth.
Yeah, they do. The truth's out there. Yeah. Santa is Satan.
Yeah. Where are you at on this, Keith?
Oh, is that a question? I'm 100% on board for this. Santa, Satan, also, kids worship this guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And they use it as a tactic to change their personality.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. They come running down the stairs. Satan! Yeah.
Think about that. I would go wake my parents up like 3 a.m. I'd be like, Mom, Dad, Satan was here. Let's go.
And you literally even feed the fucking thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Think about
unhealthy
that.
Unhealthy foods.
Yeah.
fucking
lactose. Yeah, it teaches you
sugar cookies. And lactose.
Yeah. Not great.
I mean, everything about it is just, yeah, it's terrible upbringing.
Yeah. Don't teach your kids just, about Santa.
Yeah.
Just tell them where presents come from.
When they're like, why do all my other friends like get the Santa guy? Be like, because your other friends are going to hell. They're worshiping Satan.
Yeah.
Just tell them.
Santa is Satan.
3 years old. You sit them down and you say, listen here. That dude's Satan.
Satan.
Your
say
friends
it.
Are going to burn. All right.
Well, yeah.
Did I go too far?
No.
Okay, good.
No.
It's not just, as far as fucking just, a Jesus cake.
It's just not. That's true. It's not as far as that.
I think you're on brand.
Okay.
Good. I think you're good.
Good.
Yeah.
And on top of that, can we maybe later down the road or when it gets closer to Christmas, we can have a theory about the affiliate or some kind of spawn of the whole Elf on the Shelf type
Should
of
Should we leave some like...
Oh my God. I didn't even think about that.
That's got to be something.
That's a demon. I'm also thinking we should like spike some milk with like holy water or something.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah, and maybe take this fucker out.
Yeah.
That's a good idea, Tim.
Good idea.
Dude, where can be a VeggieTale.
Right?
Oh. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I used to water down milk's not too bad. You can definitely just definitely drink.
That's what skim milk is.
Yeah,
but you got to make sure. Here's how you bait them in, though. You make some super, like peanut buttery cookies or something that makes you thirsty. Yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea.
You're just gonna pound a whole glass.
You have to drink the milk.
Yeah.
Also, nobody ever talks about how does this motherfucker drink milk and cookies every stop,
and he doesn't have to stop and shit.
Yeah,
you know, he's got
yeah this is bullshit, dude. That's the work of the devil.
Yep, right there.
Work of the devil.
Yeah, if you can just not have bowel movements.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's the work of the devil.
That's satanic if I've ever heard it.
Yeah.
The one way you know. It's like, when's the last time you guys have gone? Because I'm starting to get worried.
I haven't seen
your
poop in years, motherfucker.
Yeah, that's
weird. You might be an alien, for real.
Today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same.
Not long before I came here.
Okay. Well, there you go. Then we all know that we're not
just Satan.
Just
so our listeners all, know.
Yeah.
What do you,
we have regular bowel movements here.
It's important.
What do you guys think out there? Let us know. Anythingbutcredible.com is the website. Anythingbutcredible@gmail.com. Are you a Satan believer? Are you a Satan Christmas Santa believer? Which one? Satan Santa? Which same person? Different? Where you at? Let us know. All right, guys. Well, Keith, thank you. And let's get out of here. Before we do, let's shoot some shout outs. Anybody, anything that you'd like to shout out?
Shout out to the listeners. That's all I got this week, man.
Okay.
Griff, what do you got, man? Simple this week.
The listeners and you guys.
Thanks, Tim.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, Tim. Yeah. That's Satan's work right there.
Yeah, don't fall for it. He's baiting.
I'm not, dude. Yeah, I pooped today. Yeah, get
show
out.
Show us
of
the
here.
Proof.
Yeah.
Show me the poop.
Yeah. Yeah.
The proof is in the poop.
For me, shout out to, like we said before, but shout out to the Going Off Topic podcast, Kyle Fauché. 1 year in. That's cool, man. I remember when we hit our 1 year. We had a great time. That was a great episode. Especially when we got to 100. He's not quite at 100, but it's definitely coming. Right,
yeah.
Also, shout out to, we talked about this too, man, but shout out to really my sleepers out there. I know Griff is one. Keith, I don't think is one so much, but I've always been one. I try to as much as possible, but man, shout out to the people who are not, you know, we talked about daylight savings time and all that stuff, getting out. Shout out to my people out there who are just not afraid to entertain and embrace the sleeping stigma. You know, there's this weird stigma out there. It's like, oh, you sleep too much. You're lazy. You're a piece of shit. You don't do a lot. But we need sleep. We need a lot of sleep. And I'm all about, dude, if you, like, listen. If it's somebody like me and I had my way, I would want 10 hours a day, 10 hours a night.
Hell yeah.
I would sleep all the time.
Hell yeah.
So shout out to my sleepers out there.
Let your sleep flag fly.
Yeah, you know, dude. That's what I'm saying. Thank you. Yeah. Perfect.
I mean, I sleep longer if my body allowed more than 6 hours
just,
at
you're,
a time.
You're just not a sleeper, man. You're just not one.
I'm a napper.
That counts as sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's the weird
thing. I nap on the weekends.
How long do you nap at a time?
Yeah. What are you talking?
Good hour.
Okay.
Oh, that's solid. That's
yeah.
That's
people are like 20 minutes. I'm like, fuck off.
What? No. The 20 minutes is not
enough. You're going to be more tired.
That's just
you're going to wake up more fucking tired.
That's me on a couch watching football on a Sunday. Yeah. 20 minutes up, 20 minutes out, 20 minutes up, 20 minutes like, out. That's me
there
watching
there are people
football.
Who are going to go lay down and set an alarm for 20 minutes from now. And I'm like,
those people are insane.
Stop
a 20 minute fucking no.
You think this? You're going to feel better?
You're not.
I think he's just trying to hardwire like a jump start to their brain, honestly. They're just trying to trick
now,
it.
Now I have
it,
felt...
What it tricks my brain into thinking, like, sleep time. I'm really fucking tired.
Yeah, you're not, I'm not getting... Yeah. We're not getting up. Yeah.
Now I have, like, been so tired around lunchtime.
As he's yawning, this motherfucker right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Sleep more.
Do you believe that?
Sleep
as
more.
As he's saying it.
Yeah. Jeez. Just all this talk of sleep. now, like, if I'm feeling like shit at work and like I think I'm coming down with something, I'll sleep during lunch and just not eat.
How long is your lunch?
30 minutes.
All right, you might be a sleeper then. That might put you in as a sleeper.
I like when I get really tired like that, I need to like fucking move around really fast. Like, I need to like fucking do like fucking 30 pushups or something.
Oh, that's
like,
when afternoon coffee comes in.
Get the blood pumping.
Not past 10 p.m. or 10 a.m.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's
I will
when
say, let me just say this, and then we're going to go out on this. I will say this. I know a lot of good sleepers out there, but Griff is for sure my top three. This guy is just a natural born sleeper.
Whenever I want to, baby.
And I respect it.
Whenever I,
really
I want to.
Dude, I respect the sleepers.
I've also always thought people that could just go into their bed and fall straight asleep.
I'm not one
that's
of those.
No, me neither.
That's a superpower.
Yeah,
that's a superpower.
That really
dude.
Is. Yeah.
It really is. Like, I'm jealous of that.
I can fall right asleep times when like I shouldn't be sleeping.
Yes.
By the second it's like, all right, bitch, let's go to bed.
Yeah.
Nope. My body says, dude.
Yeah.
Let's think about like something you did stupid 10 years ago real quick.
I'm with you. No, I'm with you on that for sure. Okay, well, let's get out of here. Thank you all for checking in with us. Find us anywhere to get your podcast, but also anythingbutcredible.com, podcastmo.com, also podcastmo.com. You can find all the good stuff, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all that fun stuff. Stick around for us. Next time will be special episode 160. We got something good and fun in store. Maybe might be able to continue on the trivia beef battle that's been happening for the past few weeks. Pretty special. Very interesting, but it's going to have a nice little fun twist to it. So be sure to stick around. We will see you next time. Have a good week. We will definitely try our best to have one. Can somebody take us out on a dad joke?
Yeah. So, guys, I read the first four Harry Potter books.
Oh.
No, you didn't, you fucking liar.
They were pretty lighthearted. The fifth one, though?
Yeah.
Dead serious.
I'm leaving. It's not funny at all.
I don't get it.
Not funny at all.
Oh, Sirius Black?
Yeah.
Yeah, got it. You didn't laugh. He didn't laugh, though. Anything but credible. Right now.